You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. A new album from saxophonist Carl Schultz from his album The Road to Trantor. We heard the track Journey, a set of original compositions recorded in Denver, Colorado, that sees Carl working with guitarist Tim Wendell, pianist Adam Benjamin, bassist Zach Turin, And drummer Alwyn Robinson. Soon to be released music before that, recorded here in Montreal, from singer Marie-Soleil Lambert, working with the group Sun Fantasia from their new album Anastasia. That was Blue Wizard Part 2. Pianist Sam Fortin, bassist Sean Burke, guitarist Locke Martin, flautist Andalina Steinmetz, and drummer Luc du Sablon. And the set started with the sounds of the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, music from the pen of alto saxophonist Christine Jensen. From the album, titled Currents, East Meets West, that was Crossing Lachine, with some solo work from tenor player Niall Cad and drummer Fabio Ragnelli. Well, we'll head into our final set with some music from the Co-Lit Project of saxophonist Brian Booth and trombonist Kevin Stout. From their album Color Country, this is Panorama Point. Thank you.
dizzy. He was screaming next to Opie, who was beaming. Monk was thumping. Suddenly in walked Bud, and then they got into something. Oscar played a mean sax. Mr. Bias blew a mean axe. Monk was thumping. Suddenly in walked Bud, and then the joint started jumping. Every hip start really dug Bud. Soon's the town. Yeah. Taking that note that nobody wrote, putting it down. Screaming next to OP, who was beaming. Monk was thumping. Suddenly in walked Bud, and then they got into something, something.
doorstep, cause we're gone by and by. Just direct your feet. You'll meet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape and ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. We'll be right back.
More going out this week with a debut album just released from New York City-based trumpet player David Schneider. Off of the album Introducing David Schneider, we heard his composition, Marvelous Lee, a project that brings together a number of rising star musicians, tenor saxophonist Jacob Chung, alto saxophonist Irina Terracuba, pianist Tyler Henderson, bassist Joey Ranieri, and drummer Will Bowman. An older date before that, trumpet player and vocalist Dizzy Gillespie, working with tenor players Sonny Stitt and Sonny Rollins, from the 1959 album Sunny Side Up, we heard On the Sunny Side of the Street. A new jazz orchestra recording before that, that brought together the Compass Jazz Orchestra, under the baton of Dana Landry, and singer Carmen Bradford. From the album Carmen Sings Carmen, Echoes of Carmen McRae, we heard In Walked Bud, a project scanning tracks associated with Carmen McRae. And the set started with music from the Coled project of saxophonist Brian Booth and trombonist Kevin Stout. From their album Color Country, we heard Panorama Point, Joey Singer doing the work on piano. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with latest information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moss Taylor, signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience.
And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.